This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bites, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Oh, you know what, Arvind? You've been away so long that I've forgotten which microphone you're on. Yeah. Should we try that again?
Yeah.
And you're in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Yavaraj.
There we go. Everything's okay. Arvind, how are you today?
Good.
Feeling better now?
Of course.
All right. Okay.
After spending all my money,
Is it all gone now?
Almost.
Someone bought into Black Friday too much.
Yeah, way too much.
And Cyber Monday.
Oh, dear.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about money on today's show, in particular, cashless. We're going cashless. We're talking about how China's cashless economy is moving so fast that it's threatening to leave the elderly and their money behind, because a lot of elderly people do not know how to use stuff like WeChat Pay and a whole bunch of that stuff, and they are reluctant because of things like, you know, online security, forgetting how to use these services. So what we thought is, you know, a cashless kind of society, or rather an economy, is something that's very much on the cards, and we are asking whether or not you have suggestions for what we could do to kind of help facilitate these people move into a cashless economy and make things easier for them. Mm. Or if you know people that do struggle with using things like GrabPay or anything like that, let us know so we can have a bit of a chat about it. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. That's the story we're running with. Story number two is about seven ways to manage employee holiday time off.
Very important, very seasonal.
Very seasonal. Story number three, fighting wildfires with algorithms. And then wrapping up with story number four, solo founders regret going solo.
Indeed.
Not a Star Wars reference at all.
I wish.
Right.
Alas.
Let's talk a little bit about this. So we're talking about how over in China right now, back in 2017, the country saw $15 trillion in mobile payments. And Beijing is seen as the prototype of a futuristic cashless society. Now, WeChat Pay has been out for quite some time now, but there's a whole bunch of people that are finding it very difficult to keep up with the technology. You know, many retirees have poor eyesight, struggle to see the screen, or have poor memory and keep forgetting how to use the app. You know, so a lot of people are kind of worrying about using this. And there's even a viral video about some poor guy in northern China who goes into a supermarket and attempts to pay for his groceries with cash. And the staff there at first are saying, no, you can't use cash. You have to use the app on your phone. And of course, you know, he struggles with doing this. And eventually the cashiers kind of relent and allow him to pay via cash. It went viral. Now, it's not just in China that we're seeing this, though. I mean, but over in China right now, 50 million users of WeChat are between the ages of 55 and 70. I mean, there's a billion users on WeChat so far. And, you know, it's a large portion of society who's using this payment app. Now, and it kind of got me thinking yesterday, and the reason I wanted to talk about this as well is because, you know, my mum's in this category, and she already struggles with using an ATM card, you know, and she worries about that, whether or not it's just withdrawing money or using it to pay for anything, even when it is cashless and a touch-and-go kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She worries about that, you know, whether she's going to forget her PIN number or whether she's going to, you know, have trouble with buying stuff online because she's a little bit afraid of doing that. And so I looked, you know, at some solutions. And there's a guy over, in fact, there's a couple of guys over in China. And what they're doing is they're holding classes for elderly people to teach them how to use stuff like WeChat Pay and whatever. And they sit down with them and they have a bunch of 20 or 30 elderly people and they literally guide them through how to use these payment processes, you know. And it's not just like a one-off class. It's a series of classes. And they're doing it for free, voluntarily. And I thought this was a great idea for kind of moving the elderly generation, you know, to get them to that situation where they know how to use things.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Chris?
I quite like the idea of, you know, these volunteers who are teaching the elderly population to use kind of cashless transactions and stuff. But I also do understand the frustration, right?
Because,
like, for example, my grandpa, like, didn't even, he barely knew how to use a phone. He literally only ever called. Like, he didn't know how to text. He didn't know how to do anything. He was like, I'm going to press a button. It will call a person that I know. And that was like about it. We tried very hard to even get him to use email and that did not work. So, you know, I can really understand the frustration. But the other thing that I find about this is that a lot of the cashless payments require you to have an intuitive understanding of how to use a smartphone at all.
Right.
Right. And that, I feel, is kind of where that might be a bit different. Like, that, you know, you not only have to teach people how to use specifically, like, you know, GrabPay or the WeChat Pay or whatever, but you have to, like, start from scratch and completely teach them the basics of even how to use a smartphone in the first place. And I can't help but wonder, you know, like, how much of that is going to stick? You know, even after the classes are done, there's so much to learn if you don't already have the instinct to figure it out yourself.
Not only that, but once you've learned as well and the app gets upgraded and something changes, you know, the layout of the app may change. There might be new features added, features taken away. That in itself is confusing, right?
But I don't know. I was thinking, like, the biggest problem with stuff like this, I mean, with the elderly itself, is they've listed here is one is poor eyesight.
Yeah.
When it comes to things like that, I think it's not so much to do with them learning the app itself, but I think the app has to adapt to the elderly. Or, you know, it has to work like both ways. So if you know, like, let's say in China, like, if they're using, let's say, WeChat a lot, WeChat has to have an interface that is friendly towards the elderly, meaning that maybe bigger fonts or bigger type, a bigger interface itself, because the phone screens themselves are like, what, 5 inches, 5.5 at most. Like, even if you get a Note, it's less than 7 inches. So they're still very small and the fonts are not easy to read. So I think that's the bigger problem more than actually understanding the app itself, because the apps, like, if you look at stuff like Waze, even like locally, like Waze, Grab, before this Uber and stuff, they are super easy to use. There's very little that can go wrong with these apps. Like, if you know how to press, like, you know, do like three things, like three steps, you can get a cab, or you can, like, you know, transfer payments and stuff. So I don't know. I don't think it's so much about understanding the app. I think it's about the app adapting to service the elderly.
No, I definitely agree. You know, especially with stuff like arthritis and rheumatism and stuff like that, where it really affects the way that you move and the way that you can physically interact with objects. Like, having things like bigger buttons would really help. Just so that you don't have to be so careful about where you're pressing, essentially. So I think that's a really great idea.
All these good suggestions. Ladies and gents, give us your thoughts on this topic. You know, we're talking about whether or not this is going to... It's not just creating a digital divide. It's creating a divide amongst, you know, the ages. You know, elderly people, as we move forward towards digital and cashless economy, are struggling to use the app, struggling to understand how even smartphones work. What kind of solutions can we offer other than things like classes? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music from Jet with Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, all coming up next here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.